Greetings and welcome, everybody. Ray Adams here, and this is Great American Golf. I'm your caddy for the show. Thank you so much for joining Great American Golf today. This is my anchor golf show for 25 years. The Monday Golf Lifestyle Show is every Monday evening during the primetime drive. Well, here in Arizona, anyway, from 6 to 7 p.m. And this show, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 a.m., again, Arizona time. So you can factor in your Central and your Pacific and your Eastern and Hawaii times and all of that. But those are the times. And you find us, to begin with, on golfnewsnet.com. You want to go to golfnewsnet.com for all of your golf news, commentary,
Need to turn that off. I thought it was off.
Just a fantastic website. 1.5 million visitors go to golfnewsnet.com every month. Ryan Ballingy, great writer, interviewer, just one of the best out there as far as a golf journalist and the purveyor of golfnewsnet.com. I know that I'm very satisfied. My shows go there. They air a few times the next day. And then from there, they're sent over to all the big audio platforms, wherever you get your podcasts from. So this radio podcast, Great American Golf, is off and running today, and you'll be able to find it over at Golf News Net tomorrow. And then in a few days, it'll be out there on the big audio platforms. Well, we finished up a big golf tournament. We finished up yet another playoff between Matt Fitzpatrick and Scottie Scheffler, and I watched every shot on the 72nd hole, and then I watched the playoff. And unfortunately for Scottie Scheffler, he just didn't have it. We'll go over that in just a few moments. But of course, we're at the Zurich, where they play teams. And again, Matt Fitzpatrick and his brother shot a 65 Friday, and they are right there at the leaderboard, top of the leaderboard. So we will talk a little bit about the Zurich and kind of the format and how that goes. Dr. Bob Denny joining me here in just a moment. Craig is off today. He had to work all day long teaching and working golf. That's what PGA professionals do. So he was not able to join. Folks, I want to let you know, spring has sprung and the newest Speed 3 SL is out. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about Squares Golf Shoes, SQAIRZ.com. You want to get to squares.com and find out about the Speed 3 SL. It's a whole new look. It's available in spikeless midnight neon. It's a great looking shoe. It's a shoe that had got a wider toe box, as you know. It has the square toe, as you know, the appropriately placed, strategically placed cleats at the bottom of the shoe. It has proprietary lacing system on the shoe. It is a shoe that is built for performance, for distance. You want to go to squares.com and find out all about that. Mother's Day is coming up. Make sure you shop Squares for mom or the wonderful lady in your life, because Squares has a wonderful line of ladies' golf shoes, as well as baseball shoes, baseball season going on and on. And of course, as well as pickleball shoes. And I think there's some new types of shoes coming out very quickly soon. And we'll get Bob Winskowitz, the founder and owner of Squares, to come on. And I wanted to make a big deal out of Squares today because there is so much to talk about. And of course, today we also have some talk we'll be doing about the PGA Professional Golf Tournament. Bob will lead us through that one. The Professional Championship begins at Bandon Dunes. The iconic and incredibly wonderful golf course over at Bandon Dunes. It's a Irish Scottish type windswept golf course over there on the coast, and treeless and by the sea. Those are the two great hallmark features of Lynx golf. So you've got Lynx golf right here in America, and not just Bandon Dunes, others, but with that said. So all of that's going on, a whole lot more. And this coming Sunday and Monday, the Marilyn Smith Scholarship events are going on. Debbie Waitkus, the executive director of golfitforward.org, was on with us recently telling us all about that and the $1.5 million they have given to deserving high school students going into college, ladies, young ladies, scholarships in order to play on the golf teams. This event is this coming Sunday, is the tea with food, and they're going to be honoring Meg Mallon and Beth Daniel, both members of the World Golf Hall of Fame. I believe that is from 1 to 4 o'clock. And then the big golf tournament happens on Monday again at Weston Kierland. If you want to go, you want to go to golfitforward.org. Golfitforward.org. All right, Bob, welcome to the show. How you doing? And boy, we've got a bunch of golf to talk about, don't we?
Yeah, we have some big news come up out of the blue this afternoon.
Yeah. We'll talk about that news in a minute. Let's cover the events going on. We've got the ladies playing the Chevron, and they're in a new location down in Houston. And I wonder how that's all going down there with the Chevron Championship, because of course forever it was the Dinah Shore, and it was over in the Palm Desert area, and then of course it was moved to another location, and now here it is in Houston. So Bob, tell us a little bit how the ladies are doing. And I know Nelly Korda was right there the last I looked.
Yes, she had 265s over the first 2 days going into the weekend, so she's in great form, 14 under par. But before the weekend, she had a 7-stroke lead over Ryan O'Toole and an amateur golfer in there, Farrah O'Keefe. What surprised that. So but that's the ladies' first major of the year. So Nellie's looking superb on those greens, and it's not that easy a golf course. She's making it look easy. Pair of 65s. So there's not that great of big targets for the greens I've noticed. And if Craig was on the program, he could probably comment more about it. But to a layman, it looks like the targets are pretty interesting for fighting it in Houston. So Nellie looks like she's back in form again.
Well, and it's great to see Ryan O'Toole play well. She was on my television show a few years back, and we really got to know her. I might play that episode again because she's back up in the news, back up on the leaderboard. After my show, Ryan went on to win on the LPGA Tour, and she had not done so when she was on my show. I call it the match play magic over the many years of doing the show, 16 years. You'd be surprised at the number of guests that I had on the show that either had not won on their respective tour, or they had won, but they went on to win a major championship. And O'Toole was one of them. And I mean, I can go back in history and tell you the many, many, many that after being on my show, I call it Match Play Magic. And if you want to see my TV show, folks, you can go to my YouTube channel. And you go to Match Play TV. That gets you to Instagram and Facebook. And of course, you can also go out to the audio platforms over at golfnewsnet.com for the shows and out to the big video platforms as well. So, Bob, we've got Nelly we're going to be watching this weekend and what's happening there at that major. And then, of course, we have the PGA Professionals Club Champion ship going on starting on Sunday. Tell us about that one.
For the first time, Bandon Dunes Resort, one of the great destinations in the world for golf, will be hosting its first national professional championship. And the PGA of America's major for the club professionals is on that golf course property beginning Sunday, and it concludes Wednesday. They're not competing against anybody on television for their finals, so that's they've always been very happy to have that window of time from Sunday to Wednesday in the Golf Channel. So I encourage all our listeners to tune their local listings and watch their favorite golfers from their section and see how they do. And it's been a tremendous from my point of view. I've been able to go over those and play one time in Bandon Dunes every hole they had, and lo and behold, they added a new couple places after I left. They had Sheep Ranch in 2020, and they had the Shorty's Par 3 in 2024. So it's just a wonderful place to go and visit and test your game. And I it's going to be interesting to see how the club professionals handle it. The top 20 at the end of the on Wednesday earn the right to come to the PGA Championship. Earned a berth at Aronimink, which is outside of Philadelphia.
Are there any other names in the field that we might be somehow familiar with at all? I know they're all club professionals, and so a lot of time, we really don't know who they are until they win this thing, and then they go play in the PGA Championship, and some have gone on to even qualify for the Champions Tour.
Well, some of the people you'll remember is Jesse Mueller
Oh,
from
Jesse won it.
yes, right.
Yeah.
Ben Polland is a past champion from PGA Frisco when he played. He's in the Rocky Mountain section. And Ray, there's been 16 sections that have never had a winner in the PGA America history. So of those 16 sections, someone's fighting to try to get into that. And there's 41 total sections in the United States for club professionals, but 16 of them I checked today have never won. So we'll be anxious to see if they can pull it off.
Absolutely. Is Jesse in the field? Did you say that?
Yes.
Good. Well, then what
Past
we'll do
champion,
is
yes. Yeah.
we'll get Jesse on the show then, maybe next week when he comes back home from the tournament. We're not going to bother him, certainly not now or Monday, but we'll definitely get him on later in the week. He's always very good about coming on with us based on his schedule. But we'll get Jesse Mueller back on. He is the director of golf at Grand Canyon University's championship golf course here in the Phoenix area, not far from Grand Canyon University, of course, where his father is the president of GCU. And he and his brother coach the golf teams, but his brother does. But Jesse is a professional golfer, and boy, he's played in a lot of events. He's done very well for himself, being a very, very, very part-time touring pro. So I hope he does well. Love to see him win this thing yet again.
It's just him and 311 of his best friends out there fighting for it.
Oh yeah, and they will. They might be buddies off the course, but on the course, I have a feeling that they're going to go after each other big time, and that's the way it always is. All right, Bob, let's keep going here a little bit. We've got the Champions Tour, and I know there was talk about Stewart Cink possibly being a Ryder Cup captain. I know that there was talk about. And he has been doing so well lately playing. There was talk about Justin Leonard being a Ryder Cup captain, and I know we spoke about it, and there were different people that all said that they were not sure, but they were very much for Justin Leonard being named the Ryder Cup captain. And we're going to get to the naming of the next Ryder Cup captain for the American team. We'll do that in a few minutes or in the second part of the show. But let's get to the Champions Tour. What's happening on that leaderboard?
They're playing a modified Stableford scoring where it's aggressive scoring, points for birdies and pars, et cetera, and minus points for bogeys and et cetera. Zach Johnson has moved to the top of the heap over Paul Stankowski and Thongchai Jaidi. They're playing at TPC Sugarloaf in Duluth, Georgia, not far from Augusta. And it's called the Mitsubishi Electric Classic.
Yep,
Zach,
Tom
yep.
Lehman won that a number of years back.
Zach's off to a great start in his first year on the PGA Tour Champions.
All right, very good. Very good. There's so many other things going on around golf. One of them is, and you sent me the article that Brian Rolapp over at the PGA Tour has laid off a ton of people, saying that this is just part of the overall reshuffling plan. But there's a lot of people that they're laying off. Jobs are gone.
Yeah, I understand it's tough
What
and
do you make of it?
well, I'm in sort of a funny situation to talk about those things because we've had our association had to do the same thing when they moved to Frisco when made the changes. Right now, it's 56 employees of the PGA Tour, or 4% of their 1,300 global workforce that they announced had layoffed as a part of the major restructuring, and I think it was inevitable when they talked about parity, scarcity, and simplicity, when those three pillars that Mr. Rolapp rolled out, things are going to change right away. And the economic models change rapidly. It has nothing to do with the current
war or an oil crisis going on. It's just simply their own model. That's the way I look at it, Ray, is they have to decide how they're going to compress and make it more effective for their business partners. And I include the strategic sports group, which is looking to make some return on investment. And they and if our listeners were keeping up with the news over the past year and a half, that strategic sports group infused $1.5 billion into the model for the PGA Tour.
So I know they have a whole lot to say about And, the PGA Tour, and Craig sent me the article and I read it anyway. I pretty much, like everybody in golf media, golf journalism, reads everything we can get our hands and eyes on, studying every single day. I do it early in the morning. And then as the day goes, I might sit down with a cup of coffee or a juice or something, and spend another 30 minutes catching up on things that come in late in the day. But I'm saddened, and you talk about the scarcity, but I'm saddened by the fact that there's no Hawaii events. They're gone. And I wonder how Mark Rolfing feels about it, because I had read where he was working feverishly with that in the air. And of course, Mark Rolfing is the, champion, and the kind of the king of Hawaiian golf. He's such a great guy. He was on my TV show a number of years ago. But I thought about Mark Rolfing when I read that the other day, that the two Hawaiian events are gone. And I don't like that. And nobody asks me, nobody calls me and says, "Gee, Ray, what do you think?" But the reality is, I don't know. I think it's sad. Now, are there other events that are probably going to follow? Yeah. I mean, I can't see the Zurich Classic hanging on. Can you?
Well, that could be one of them. I know that there's rumors in my state that some Florida events are going to be trimmed because of their proximity to the signature events, which begin at Pebble Beach, et cetera. And if the model holds true that we've been hearing that they would begin the 2027 season around the Super Bowl, we don't know what's going to happen. So it could be any time. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just going
Okay,
to say that those are opportunities. We have to look at what's in front of us right now.
let's drill down a little bit. Let's look at the rest of the schedule for a couple minutes. We've got 3 or 4 minutes here. So looking at the PGA Tour schedule, we're going into the where am I here? I've got all of the tour schedules here, and yet I only see the one pay. Okay, so what we have here for the rest of the year is we're going to have a PGA Championship after they do a whatever one flight Myrtle Beach Classic is, and they've got the Truist Championship, which they've had that before, the Miami Championship at Trump National Doral, the Blue Monster, that's coming up. And the Zurich is this week, and then they go on to the Blue Monster. But when you get through May, you've got the Memorial, the Canadian. We've got our U.S. Open ending on Father's Day, the Travelers, and then into July we've got the John Deere, the Genesis, whatever the ISCO Championship is. Then we go to Royal Birkdale for the Open Championship. Punta Cana is the alternative event that same weekend. Then you go to the 3M Open in the Twin Cities, the Rocket Classic at Detroit Golf Club, the Wyndham Championship, which is kind of the warm up. And then you get into the FedEx Cup playoffs. Okay, you've got the St. Jude, the BMW, and then the Tour Championship. Okay. What's after the Tour Championship, Bob?
Well, after the Tour Championship is the Biltmore Championship in Asheville. North Carolina, the President's Cup, September 24. The President's Cup, October they go back into the Fall Series, which is the Bay Current Classic in Japan, the Butterfield Bermuda Championship, the World the Vedanta World Mexico Open to close out in November 1, and then to go back down to the Worldwide Technology, the Good Championship. That's a great one in November, and that's in Fazio Canyons in Austin, the RSM Classic, then back to December for the Hero World Challenge and the Grant Thornton at December 11 to 13. So
Okay, now
that wraps us up.
right. Now this is the last year, the final year of these fall events, is that correct?
Yes, that's what I've been told.
So what's everybody going to do? These players are not going to have any status. They can't win a tournament. They can't make any money. I mean, what are they going to go do?
That's a good question. Good, big question. Yeah.
You got a couple hundred guys that want to make some money for 5 months.
That's right.
And they're not, and 90% of them are 99% are not in the President's Cup.
Sure.
So who's our captain and where's the President's Cup? Just
Who's
to get,
the captain of the President's Cup? Okay.
we'll get to it.
Mr. Snedeker.
Brant Snedeker. Okay, so Brant Snedeker is our captain, and we're going to have a President's Cup. Where?
President's Cup, and right in front of me here is, you can see I'm really in tune with this President's
Well, I've
Cup.
got the
Yeah.
schedules and
How about
everything.
Medina, which I know pretty well. I know that place pretty well.
Well, and I'll have a wonderful guy on the show with us when we get there because he used to be the director of golf at Medina. And I know him well.
I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
He was at Desert Mountain here in Scottsdale, and then
Yes.
he got promoted. I say promoted. He was moved over to Medina, and he was
Yeah.
the director
Yes.
there. So we will definitely have some conversations with him as we get
Yep.
close. But yeah, I mean, great schedule. The Champions Tour has a wonderful schedule. You know, they're playing as you said, the Mitsubishi Electric. Then they go on to the Tradition.
Yep.
Angel Cabrera is defending there. They go to the Woodlands for the Insperity. That's an important tournament on their schedule. And on it goes. They're going to play at Scioto Country Club, the U.S.
Scioto.
Senior Scioto. A U.S. Senior Open Championship, and Scioto is an important golf club for one Jack Nicklaus, right? That's a nugget.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Ray, you mentioned those alternative events. Every major will have an alternative event. I know that's not gonna change. The ISCO is an alternative while the Open Championship's going on.
Well, the
Yeah.
Masters did not have one.
During the past, no.
They
That's
didn't have
April.
one last, they didn't have one a few weeks ago.
That was April. Yeah.
Right. Well, we're
Yeah.
in April. But the PGA, well, they don't have one either. There's no alternative for the PGA, Bob. There is one though for the there is one for the Open. That's where they go to Punta Cana, in Dominicana. They go to Dominican Republic, and you know so. And the US Open does not have one either.
The Genesis Scottish Open has an alternative event. I mean, that interesting. The
You know
ISCO
what?
Championship.
Isn't that interesting? The
Yes.
Scottish Open does. I'm just seeing that on my schedule.
Yep.
We're going to have to study up on that a little bit and see what's going on with that one. All right. So great schedules, great golf. I mean, we're in the middle of championship season for the ladies and for the senior champions tour and for the And for we'll look at the DP World and see what they have going on too. But we've just got some great schedules. All right, listen, I am going to go out for some messages right now. Thank you, listeners, for joining us today. We've got a lot of great golf to talk about, and a very special guest coming up. And yes, we're going to come back and talk about the newly minted Ryder Cup captain. And you can write to me, golfadams@msn.com. You'll be on my big email list. I've got my big spring golf product guide going out. It has some Mother's Day gifts in there for the ladies. And if you want to be on my big email list, write to me, golfadams@msn.com. And you can also comment on our discussion here when we come back from a break. You can write to me an email and
let me see hear your choice of who the next Ryder Cup captain should have been. But we'll talk about who has been named as the Ryder Cup captain for 2027 at Adare Manor in Limerick, Ireland. I'm half of my family's from over there, so, and you know that by now. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. Hang on to these messages. Listen to them for me, please. You're going to be very happy that you did.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic T-holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
All right, greetings, what back? Greetings and welcome back, everybody. Thank you so very much for listening to those great, great commercials. For the sponsors, we would not be able to have the show. Thank you for them and for you. And I try to put the products and the sponsors together for you from the PGA Merchandise Show every year and from other great sponsors. And they're not always in the golf industry. They're sponsors and restaurants and, you know, maybe service, the service industry that I choose and pick from here to there to come on that will provide you things that will make your life easier, better, your golf game more fun, better, all those different things. So don't forget to write to me, golfadams@msn.com. I'll get you on that email list. And pretty soon, in about a week, you're going to get my spring gift guide. I say gift, product guide, most of which will come from the PGA Merchandise Show from a couple months back. But anyway, there'll be some interesting new products there. You're going to love it. Make sure you get on my email list. Okay, Dr. Bob, we are back. We are back. We're really, really back. I really do want to get Mark Rolfing on because I can't wait to get his take. I know he has to be, you know, a bit heartbroken. And I, after all the decades of Rolfing in Hawaii, I know I'm going back to that. And I think it shows everybody, tells everybody, just how disappointed I really am that the PGA Tour knocked out not just one, but both of those events. And you're right. I think the Zurich is in jeopardy. And who else did you mention that likely is in jeopardy? Well, we know all the fall events are gone. We're going to do this one more year and then that's it.
It's a little premature to fall in line to think we're going to lose some Florida events, but I think we will lose some Florida events. I'll just say it that way. How's that?
Well, you've got the Western swing for decades on the tour, and then you have the Florida swing. Yep. And in all likelihood, we'll possibly lose one or two out west here, and we could lose. Well, and if you say the Western swing, I don't know that we're including Hawaii, but we've already lost them. And then Florida, I think you're right about that. So yep, he wants scarcity and he wants parity. He's going to get it.
Yep. And everybody knows that into the mix is television revenue.
Oh yeah.
charitable contributions, how much the community is benefiting from it, how much the volunteer force wants to participate.
And what do you think of the sponsors of these events that are going away? How do you think they feel?
That's what my whole point is, the sponsors and the television revenue. So it's a very mixed up mess right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah. All right. Mr. Jim Furyk has been named the 2027 Ryder Cup captain. Go right ahead, Bob. Take off.
Well, I know one thing that some people will just look at this as throwing Jim to the wolves again in Europe, because there was no other candidate with Tiger Woods out of the picture. But I have to go back to where we started when we first had this model of Ryder Cup captains. We looked at those that were in their late 40s, early 50s, had some a major background. Some had majors. Steve Stricker did not have a major on his resume, but there are very seasoned people that could be, step right in and work and help blend their experience with those on the tour. That was the old model. Now it's those that might have been vice captains in the past, driving carts, helping be a part of it, whatever it may be. And Jim Furyk was our captain in 2018, that the last Ryder Cup I was at in Paris. And now he's going to be at Adair Manor in Ireland. And it's going to be very tough. And the last time I checked this recently, this is interesting. Jim Furyk was 22 years old and just turning pro in 1992. A year later, the United States won their last Ryder Cup on the road, 1993.
Unbelievable.
Yep. And Jim is the ninth captain in U.S. history to have a multiple terms as a captain, and Luke Donald is the ninth captain in Ryder Cup history to have multiple terms as captain. The differences are the U.S. has about 30 individuals since 1927. Europe has 19 individuals. So some of those people had longer terms, like Tony Jacklin had, I think, 4 terms. And Walter Hagen had 6, but you can see the United States try to make him change from more and more from year to year, and then it changed when Davis Love got that extra chance to come back at Hazeltine and get his chance for redemption. But when you go overseas, and we've been saying on this program many times, Ray, that it's a different animal when you go over there to try to win on the road, and it's very difficult to put together a team that can handle all the different nuances. Can they perform as well as they can here in the United States? And the Ryder Cup has become a top-heavy European joyride since 1979, when they put the Europeans into the mix. They have been able to mix and bring in people who you've never heard of before. How many people remember Peter Baker? Remember that guy? When he was
Yes.
playing at the Belfry, he could put the lights out, and it was his first and only time he played. You can bring people in and just play tremendously. So I'm all for Jim. He's a great guy. He's the only one in history to shoot a 58 and a 59 in competition. He's certainly a tremendous player. I just really hope that something changes as far as the chemistry. They bring in the people that they need and they perform and just go out and play. Don't even think about anything else. Just rack it, go after it. And, but right now people are looking at him as a sacrificial lamb.
All right. Well, we are very privileged and honored to yet again have a wonderful friend of this show, Great American Golf, by having Tom Pertzer, PGA Tour player, Champions Tour player. Tom is actually out on the course right now. Tom, I can't believe you're figuring out how to squeeze this in, but I got you the link, and there you are. You're joined by Dr. Bob Denny, the PGA of America's historian. And you've been on with Bob before, but thank you so much for joining us. And I wanted to talk to you about a couple of two or three different things, but I've got to make sure that I introduce you properly. And that is Tom, as I said, played and won numerous times on the PGA Tour, same thing on the Champions Tour, considered probably one of the greatest swings in the history of the game. I would say it's Tom Pertzer and Sam Snead. There may be others, but we just I also wanted folks to know that you are doing some fun things with your after golf career. You're working in the real estate industry, and I know that you are going to excel at that, if not already, because of not only you have such a great personality. We know you're a man of faith. And as such, Tom Pertzer, Bob, and all you listeners, has become a bit of a sage out on his social media. And I'm now reading some things that Tom is putting up, and I'm really enjoying it. And I want to read the seven cardinal rules for life very quickly. Make peace with your past. What other people think of you is none of your business. I love that one. Time heals almost everything. No one is in charge of your happiness except you. Don't compare your life to others and don't judge them. You have no idea what their journey is about. Stop thinking too much. It's all right to know the answers. They will come to you when you least expect it. And smile. You don't own all the problems of the world. Now, that's just one of the things Tom posted recently. He's been posting some other things. And Tom, I got to tell you, I love it. Make sure you keep doing that for us, will you?
You bet, right? It's I just every once in a while I see something that kind of string strikes a chord, so I just want to share it.
Yeah,
It's fun that way.
absolutely. Well, we just got the big announcement that Jim Furyk has been named again as Ryder Cup captain. And we were all talking about Justin Leonard being a Ryder Cup captain, maybe, and or possibly even Stewart Cink, and there are others. But what do you make of them going back to Jim Furyk?
I think it's a great pick. It just and it goes along with what was just said that, if you could just let these guys play, there's so much pressure put on these guys. It's way worse than just playing on your own. Trying to make birdies just for you and your family. But when you got the whole weight of the country on you, it makes it a little more difficult. I think Jim will be a great pick. I think he's gritty. I think he'll do a great job. He's gotten a lot out of his game, and so that just means that there's something more to him than just a swing.
Well, I remember meeting Jim Furyk at the Olympic Club many years ago during the US Open and interviewing Jim. And of course, he was very, very, very hurt by that loss. And we had a nice interview with him, and I've got that recorded interview from, as I said, a number of years back. But Jim Furyk ended up, I asked him, would you come on my TV show sometime? And he said, sure. It's just a matter of you and I being at the same place, same time. And a few years after that, who would have thought that he would have ever remembered that promise or me? But I walked up to him, and I believe we were at the Accenture in Tucson when they had it there several years ago. And I said, remember, Jim, you promised to be on my TV show. Well, my set is all over here. The cameras are ready. Love to have you come and sit down with me. And he said, okay, Ray. He remembered my name.
Yeah.
I mean, after like a few years. But it was an interesting ask because he was standing in front of his locker room getting dressed, his locker in the clubhouse getting dressed. And I think that might have been the reason why he remembered. But great guy, it's a great episode. Folks should go if you want to get to know Jim Furyk. I'm going to go to Dr. Bob. What's your question, Bob?
First of all, Tom, it's a pleasure to be on with a native Iowan on this program.
There you go.
I'm really happy. I grew up in Mason City in Clear Lake, and you were in Des Moines. So
Right.
that was
Right.
nice. Tom, I was going to ask, what, if anything, do you think Jim Furyk has learned since Paris after that shellacking they took over there?
Yeah.
Well, that kind of remains to be seen. I think there's so much talk about what to do and what not to do and this and that, and it all depends. It boils down to who makes the most putts. And if they could just get to where they're just playing, like you said, if they could just play golf, then everything would be fine. But there's just so much more than, you watch the Euros and they're just having a great time. They and you watch the Americans and they look like they got corn cobs.
Well, we can say that. We're on
Well, yeah.
a podcast, but we're not going to.
No.
We know
But
where
it,
they are.
yeah, I mean, it's just, it just looks like they're not having any fun. I don't remember the last time I saw somebody on the American team have fun playing that tournament.
That's a
Well,
good point. Good
it's a
point.
nail
Good
it's a
point.
nail biter, and you've got a career legacy on the line, and they've gone to now paying the players, which there's been a lot of mixed emotions about that. But with that said, I mean, Furyk is, he can be intimidating. I think that he will probably shape a team together pretty well. And of course, he'll have his assistant captains. But, again, they're playing on foreign soil. It's going to be advantage Europe immediately. And the European teams, like you say, they bond together, they band together, and their whole life is all about, being on the Ryder Cup team. Some of them have even said over the years they'd rather be on the Ryder Cup team than win a major.
Yeah, I remember hearing that, and yeah, I don't know. That's kind of how they play, but I it just it what amazes me is how loose they play. How I don't know how to I don't know how to say it any other way. It's just they just play loose, and the Americans play like as tight as any tournament all year, and you just can't play that way, and
Well,
I think
we haven't beat them on foreign soil in 30 years or something, right, Bob?
it's a
And
1993.
well, more than
Wow.
that, more than that. And so Furyk has got a lot of guts to say, yes, I'll go overseas, I'll go to Europe, and I'll see if I can bring home, a Ryder Cup for the first time in 33 years from foreign soil. And they beat us here too. I mean, they know how to win, and they do win. Nick Faldo told me, Sir Nick told me in an interview that I did with him a few years ago, and I've got that interview too, and I played parts of it. It's a fabulous interview. But he said, Ray, the problem with the Ryder Cup is we're in your head.
Oh, for sure.
And he said, you might want to look at the scoring. We score better than the American team. Check that out.
Yeah. It's just, we used to say that, oh, well, they're used to playing four ball and the different the different games that are played in the Ryder Cup. And yeah, I don't know, you can't really say that anymore. I mean, we've done it enough where we should be able to figure that out. And to me, it's just, it's just they just put so much pressure on themselves.
To interrupt you just a second. When you talk about being comfortable, the foursomes, which is and for the layman is the alternate shot. How do they get so loose and feel so better? And we just tighten up on that.
That's the $60,000 question. It just you wonder, and I think it goes to what Ray said, or Nick said, that they're just in our heads. I mean, they know it, and we know it, and that's not a good place to be.
Well, you're exactly right about Europe playing loose. And I was in Rome and saw them 2 years ago. And then I saw them at Bethpage. And there's two different teams. The animation is completely different, the camaraderie is completely different. And, I think we're going to have a big time Ryder Cup. Before we do, we've got to have a President's Cup. And what do you make of that?
Well, how come they play so good during the President's Cup and so bad during the Ryder Cup?
They do, but the thing is you don't have, because the President's Cup, they're not playing for their country. Whereas in a European team, they're playing for Europe and they can all get around that. Whereas the President's Cup, the, international team, they're not playing for Japan or China or Thailand or.
Yeah, good point. There's no camaraderie
Yeah, they
on that.
don't. Yeah, they don't. And they don't play together a lot.
Yeah, right.
So I think that's part of it. Freddie Couples was the captain for quite a while, and he figured out how to win. And we've dominated the President's Cup, but it just doesn't have the luster. It doesn't have the glory. It doesn't have the history. It doesn't have. It's just no Ryder Cup. There's no Ryder Cup about it. It's
Yeah.
fun to watch. It's kind of a cute weekend, but that's really all there really is for many, many people, I think.
Yeah. Well, and I think it all goes back to the Euros. They play their best golf of the year that week. Every one of them. Which is incredible. It's amazing that they can do that. Under all this pressure, but for some reason the pressure is off of them. It seems like I don't know how else they could I don't know how else they could play as good as they do without figuring some way to get rid of the pressure. I think it's like the Americans are pounded down with pressure, and it looks like they've got no pressure. So I don't know what the answer is, and it seems like nobody else does either.
Well, you two Iowa boys can talk about, and I'm sure you probably played in this event, Tom, a few years ago, but for many, many years, the Principal Charity Classic has been played at Wakanda Country Club there in Des Moines. The defending champion this year is Miguel Angel Jimenez, my buddy. Tell us a little bit about Wakanda and playing golf at Wakanda in June. Is it going to be kind of hot and sweaty?
Oh yeah, it'll be humid for sure, and it'll be it's a good test though. It's a good golf course. It's kind of old school. It's tree lined, and you've got to drive the ball right there. That's the key to playing Wakanda good. But it's just a good it tests you in every phase of your game. So it's a good test.
Are you hitting the ball well, Tom?
I about every other shot.
Okay. Well, that's better than me. I get one TV golf shot that keeps me coming back on the front nine, and I get one TV golf shot getting me to come back on the back nine. So I get a couple in. I'm teasing. I probably play a little bit better than that when I'm able to. My putting is always in good shape. I love to chip the ball. And when you love to do something, you end up being pretty good at it if you spend a little time with it. I still got to figure out the driver, though. Maybe we'll play one time and you can help me.
Yeah, I can fix that if you can fix the rest of my stuff.
Did you ever play against Dan Pohl?
Oh yeah. Yeah, Dan, we were on tour for many years together, yeah.
He was a bit of a wonder, wasn't he?
Yeah, short backswing and could hit it a mile.
Hit it a mile back in his 1982, I think, was his biggest year. Now, he won the Barden Trophy, and he also was the longest driver on tour a couple, 2 or 3 years in a row, and his big drive was 275 yards. Yeah, which now is probably last place on tour. But it just goes to show you that, the change in the ball and the change in the clubs and all of that. Is all of the change in the ball and the change in the clubs, is all that good for the game? Do we want to see them hit it 350 yards and then wedge in or hit a 9 iron in on a par five? Do we really want that, Tom?
No, I mean, I love the technology for the everyday golfer. It's good for them to be able to hit it further and this and that, but to me it's ruined the game. All the good old golf courses are you can't play them anymore.
Yeah, they're
They're just
obsolete.
yeah, it's just a different game that and I What's the deal with the rollback? I thought we were going to roll back.
Well, they're fiddle farting around with it. They're kind of still debating it. They're supposed to do it. Looks like they likely will do it. Bob, give us an update on that. What do
Well,
you
it's been
know?
it, they've been pushing it to 2030 now, Tom, instead of 2028.
it's, I don't know.
Well, the PGA of America is a bit violently against it, and I think that they're trying to see what the other, ruling bodies are going to do. I read quite a while back from the USGA that they are for it. And we're just going to have to wait it out and get a little piece of news here and a piece of news there. The CEO of the PGA Tour, Tom, laid off about 55 or so people as part of their scaling back and scaling down. They also said goodbye and let the two Hawaiian events at the beginning of the PGA Tour year float out to sea. So those have been canceled, no more. We'll have a fall series of events here this fall. And then after that, that's gone. Quick comment on what do you make of what's going on with the PGA Tour?
Yeah, I've pretty much disagreed with everything the new guy's done. Why would you take away Hawaii? It's a great place to start. The guys like it. And then why are you cutting it back? How many tournaments are you going to have?
Well,
You know.
they're going to have a whole bunch fewer because they're going to lose some tournaments, which they've already lost. They're likely going to lose more. The Zurich going on right now, Bob and I spoke about it. It could very well be one. And then you're looking at no more fall events. Those are gone.
Yeah, I just don't, how do you pick a guy that has no experience in golf as
Well,
to lead your company?
yeah. Well, it came from the NFL and
I don't get it. I don't like anything that's happened to the tour in the last 2 years. You talk about, cutting back tournaments, no cuts. Man, how many jobs are you eliminating by cutting all these tournaments back and making shorter fields? It just, I don't know. I don't, it makes no sense to me.
Well, and here's the other thing. I mean, of course, they've got a big push for the players to be a major, which I don't believe that it should be. I don't know what your position is, but even Rory and other players have said that it shouldn't be. It's the players, and it should be the players, and that's what it is, and it stands on its own, and I agree with that. But with that, I don't know. I just think that it's certainly not the PGA Tour that I grew up, and I know things change and times change. But what I want to know is where are these 100 guys going to go, or more than 100,
Yeah.
when where are they going to go to make a living for 4 months?
Yeah. It's ludicrous. I just everything that this guy's done, and I don't get why the players, why the there's a policy board.
Well, there are, and there is, and Tiger Woods is supposedly leading that, and you've got a lot of other people involved in these decisions, especially the group of other sports executives that threw $1.5 billion at the tour to be part of the now for-profit PGA Tour. Bob, I'm sure you could comment on that, but I think there's a lot of people making a lot of decisions that a lot of people don't like, and I can't imagine that the tour players want all of their fall events cut out and then two Hawaii events cut out. I mean, you're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars that are now no longer for them to earn any money.
It just it's and yeah, I mean, we can go on your talk about the Players Championship. The Players Championship, if it's not a major, I don't know what it is. You're playing, it's the best field by far all year. It's held at a great golf course.
Yep.
So I mean, it won't become a major, but at the same time, it certainly has every reason to be.
Well, it certainly is a big elevated event. I mean, there's nothing else like it out there.
Yeah. And then, you know, my other thing is, you know, with all these guys that went to LIV, what are they going to do with those guys?
Well, who knows about LIV? That's a whole nother discussion, because now they're going to possibly lose their funding at the end of the year. All right, guys, what a great show. Tom, thank you so much for joining us, and appreciate it. Tom's out playing golf, so I'm getting to see the nice golf course behind him, and great to have you come on and do some commentating with us today. We'll have you on again soon, and all the best in everything that you do. And I'm going to give Dr. Bob, Tom, let me give you the final word. What should the folks be out there doing? What should they be practicing?
Good question. You know, go out and have fun.
Yeah.
You know, golf is meant to be a sport, and it's meant to be fun. It's not meant to make it, you know, be all upset about hitting a bad shot and this and that.
Right.
You know, if that's the case, go find something else to do.
Yeah, don't be Sergio Garcia with your golf club. Probably. Yeah. Yeah, have a lot of fun and enjoy it. Great advice from Tom Pertzer. There he is, folks. Thank you, Tom, so much. Go ahead and finish your round, and we appreciate you.
Okay, Ray. Good to talk to you. All right, thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Bob Denny, going to give you the final word here. What do you have for us?
Well, I would like to have the people turn on the Golf Channel on Sunday through Wednesday and watch their local club professionals play and show their skills. These are guys who have slaved day in and day out to make golf a better game, worked hard at their local clubs, and got the ability and the exemption to come out and play, sometimes permission from their home employers to put on the best and try to compete for the national championship. This is their major.
Absolutely. Well, there is the Champions Tour playing. We've got the ladies playing with Nelly Korda in their Chevron Major in Houston. I didn't check the DP World Tour, but they always are some exotic place. So we love that. And then of course we have, the club professionals coming up. So there's a whole lot going on, and don't forget the Zurich, where the leaderboard is shaping up to have a fun weekend. And, we will have a lot of golf to talk about on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. We'll wrap it all up and have a lot of fun on that one. And we might have a very special guest that I'm working on for the Monday show as well. All right, there you go. Bob Denny with us today, Tom Pertzer. Craig will be back and join us again. And I just wanted to thank a couple of our sponsors here at the end of the show. I want to thank Ashworth Golf Apparel. You want to go to ashworthgolf.com, folks. Some of the most beautiful spring line of apparel from ashworthgolf.com. Beautiful colors and fabrics meant for you to play very well out in the course and then look so fashionable after you play the game and you go somewhere else, maybe right there at the club for a drink or a dinner or a lunch, or maybe you're going to go to a movie or, you know, some other event, wear your Ashworth golf apparel. It is super for anywhere you go. And then I also want to thank Tally Tumbler. Tally Tumbler, the spring line of Tally Tumblers, the thermos, that stainless steel thermos that keeps your drinks ice cold or piping hot for a very long time. I had the Tally Tumbler with me at the Ryder Cup last fall. Can you believe it? My videos are with the Tally Tumbler up there. Go to Match Play TV on my YouTube site or Instagram and Facebook. All three sites are at Match Play TV. And my LinkedIn site, if you want to see some great videos and content at my LinkedIn site, you just use Ray Adams. So Tally Tumbler, I want to thank them. And then, of course, Tour Edge. Tour Edge has got the exotic golf ball, the hot launch golf ball. Tour Edge is the timeliness of this golf ball couldn't be better. There's never been a better time to play the Tour Edge golf ball, says Tim Clark, the president of Tour Edge. The exotics for control and feel, the hot launch for distance and consistency. Play what fits and play better. Have a lot of fun. Go to touredge.com. And the price point of these balls, you're going to be very surprised at how affordable they are. So touredge.com. And then I've got to thank Legends Bar and Grill right here in Anthem, part of my Anthem only segment, Legends Bar and Grill. We were there with some friends the other night. We had a great dinner. Their onion soup is homemade, it is beyond the beyond fabulous good. A bit of a sports bar restaurant. There are monitors everywhere for you to watch your favorite sports. They have a wonderful bar area, and the restaurant is all there on two levels. The waiting staff are so nice and accommodating, and they're very patient. They do anything and everything you want. And I got to tell you, they have so many yummy things on the menu. Make sure you get to Legends Bar and Grill in the Safeway parking lot right here in Anthem, Arizona, on Anthem Way. And then, I've talked to you about Homeland Brew Company. I've talked to you about Ziggy's Coffee. I've talked to you about DL Jones Homes. I've talked to you about North Valley Water Solutions. I've talked to you about North Valley Golf Carts. These are all great places for you to get some of your services from, to get some of your great food from. And I've got others for you coming. I've got other restaurants I'm going to be talking about on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show coming up, and we'll talk to you all about that. And don't forget, finally, I want to thank CertaFresh Cigar at CertaFreshCigar.com. Their proprietary humidification plan. They're in over 3,000 golf courses and shops around the country. I'm helping them get into more. Eric Nelson can customize your tubes. If you're a nonprofit or a corporate outing, go to CertaFreshCigar.com. I want to thank them for their years and years of sponsoring and support, along with Squares and Tour Edge and others. Back with you on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show right here on GolfNewsNet.com. Have a great weekend and enjoy all of your golf.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.